This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horstman.
Hello, everyone. It is Tuesday night, right after The Bachelorette Hometowns. I'm your host, Blake Horstman, and tonight I'm here with my buddy, Eric Bradley, as usual, and a special guest. You guys may know her from Bachelor Season 23, or most recently, Bachelor in Paradise Season 6, and she was a great friend of mine, one of my favorite people in Bachelor Nation, Katie Moe. Thanks for coming on, Katie.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Absolutely. It's good to see you. I haven't seen you in forever. Like, gosh, I mean, I guess I just recently I was out in LA and I saw you, but that was the first time in like a year, so.
Yeah, it's just been so long. And it feels like, although time has been, it's been very intense, time is also flying. It's weird.
It is.
Cool though that every time I talk to you, we can catch right back up.
Absolutely. Catch up quick. I know I've been trying to come out to LA a couple times and then COVID kind of shuts you guys back down. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll wait another month. So one of these days we'll see each other soon.
Of course. I'm excited.
Is 2021 going to be either of y'all's years? Because I haven't heard one person say that yet.
I'm not going to stop. I'm going to stop saying my New Year's post is just going to be like, okay, hope 2021 is just better than 2020. I don't need it to be my year. I just want it to be better than 2020.
2021, I'm just going to say, thank you. We made it. To be continued.
Exactly. Like, I'm done doing like, this is my year. Yeah, I've been wrong every damn year, so I'm just not going to say that anymore. Oh, man. So you've been watching this whole season, you know, here and there. How do you think Tayshia's been doing as a bachelorette?
I think she's definitely held herself well, and this season has had dramatic moments, but it hasn't been a lot of the petty drama. Well, there has been some, of course, but I feel like we've definitely weeded out some drama that I've seen in previous years, and it's been kind of a nice refreshing season personally. I think it's going really well.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there's been enough drama. Of course, there's always going to be petty drama, but I feel like that drama for you, sometimes the drama will, like, I don't know, over, you know, go over everything else and the romantic, and sometimes people only talk about drama. But I think there's enough of a connection that Tayshia has with multiple men where actually this season seems super romantic compared to like the dramatic season of, say, you know, Pilot Pete's season. Like, that just, the drama overtook everything, you know? So I'm really liking this season so far. It seems more traditional to me and I'm really enjoying it. So
traditional, and like the tone is set with like more seriousness, I would say. Mm-hmm. I think maybe because we have an older cast that are maybe taking it more seriously, and also Tayshia, she's taking this so seriously, which, not to say that other bachelorettes weren't, but I think mixed with the older cast, it's setting like a good tone.
Yeah, for sure. This is one of the deeper seasons I think we've ever had. A lot of these guys have been through hell and back, and they're being super honest, super vulnerable, super open. So it's been fun to watch.
And it might be one of the best group of guys, like, in Bachelor history, just underrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's nice that I think producers are, I guess, they're encouraging more vulnerable conversations rather than the 15-minute quick get in, get out. Mm-hmm. That never allowed for vulnerable conversations. So maybe they've had enough more time. I hope they've all had a little bit more time. That's what it seems like.
It seems like it.
We're getting down to the nitty gritty fast, if not.
Amen. And we were talking about that. Tayshia's season hasn't been going on that long. You know what I mean? Because we had Claire. So like, they've gotten deep with Tayshia so fast. It's pretty crazy to see.
Yeah.
So let's hop into Hometowns. This is always an interesting episode because a lot of people sometimes think these episodes are boring, and I get that. But I enjoy them. I enjoy meeting people's family. I enjoy seeing how parents react because, you know, I remember my parents were like, this is so weird. Like, you're bringing a girl home you've never met, and now you're telling her you're pretty much in love with her. Like, you know, they're like, it's just that generation sometimes can be shocked by how this show works, you know? So,
yeah. And I wrote something about that, actually. I always take notes before I do
Watching game film. I see you, Katie.
It's like, yeah, I really do that. And I never really look back at my notes. I hold them out here, like, in case. But I did say something about that. Parents are such a make or break, too, and it can be so uncomfortable for them. And we'll see with one of the parents that I talked about. It's just like, it's interesting because when you're bringing a girl home, I feel like your parents are typically more prepared for the situation. They trust in your journey per se and the real world. So this is so skeptical. I feel like when the girl is, when the lead is walking in, if the parents are skeptical, you can almost like, it almost feeds into the, maybe the decision-making.
That's actually exactly right. I couldn't agree more. Like, I think if the parents are sketch, you know, or skeptical, then she becomes skeptical. And then there's just like a breakdown of like trust and communication kind of. That's a good point. Yeah. So basically this, the episode starts out, we'll get into it. The episode starts out, Chris Harrison enters the room. And of course we always, I kind of keep forgetting that the season is like COVID, you know, like they're literally, you know, stuck in that resort and everything. And so hometowns rolls around and they obviously can't leave. They're not going to go, you know, travel to each other's hometown. So Chris basically says, you know, we're going to bring your families in, or at least, you know, people, you know, in, and we're just going to create your hometown here in La Quinta, which is pretty awesome.
It needs to work overtime.
I know. And they were killing it. I'm not going to lie. These were pretty amazing hometowns. Yeah. Yeah. Huge props. The prop department's been killing it. I'm not going to lie.
Yes.
I just imagine Chris Harrison out there like taping things and like, you know, it was like all hands on deck.
For the carnival. Like, who made the taxi?
Yeah. I wanted to see Chris driving the taxi. That would have been fun. But these dates were really great. And it was kind of interesting how Chris kind of went around to each guy and kind of told them who was going to be there, because they didn't know. You know what I mean? Like, they don't know who they're going to see. So it's kind of cool to see that. And I talked about this a little bit, but for my hometowns, as soon as Jason walked in that door in the Bahamas with that rose on his chest, it was like, boom, okay, boys, you're not going to see each other until the rose ceremony. It could be 2 weeks. It could be 10 days. I think it ended up being 10 days. So it was literally like, go shower and we're going to separate rooms instead of a suite. So I didn't see anybody again until each rose ceremony, where this was a little different because they're all stuck in La Quinta. So I was kind of interested to see that dynamic. So the guys sitting there knowing, you know, who was going to come for each person, not necessarily knowing what they were going to do. But I thought that was kind of interesting because it's very different than, this whole season has been different, but it was very different than any other season.
Yeah. A lot less seclusion. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you can't be like, ooh, I wonder what he's doing. I feel like they probably know exactly how each date went. You know what I mean? Which has got to be really weird.
Little windows.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Like, it's kind of weird. Like, they must see and hear things. You know what I mean? So it's a very, very weird season. But first hometown, Brendan. This was amazing hometown. Like I said, all of these are so creative in like every way. And their connection is it's so hard for me because I feel like Tayshia has connection with everybody, you know, like this is one of the first seasons where I'm like, damn, she might be in the feels for all four of these guys, you know,
but for different reasons.
Yeah, exactly. I agree, for different reasons.
Hers with Brendan is so different from the others though.
Yeah.
I feel like,
what do you mean?
Like very like that kindergartenish, like puppy love, like very innocent, like not with, like kind of easy, a little easier.
Mm-hmm. Relaxed. I feel like it's very like relaxed. I feel like they're kind of already in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It just gives me the vibe that they're nervous to meet the parents because they've already been doing this, as opposed to how it, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like they're really in the show almost.
Right. Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
It's that like a more relaxed, like this has already happened naturally, but no, they're still part of the show. So.
Yeah. And it was super cute. His niece coming in, you know, and like, and she was awesome. Yeah.
She runs in.
Yeah. She runs in and hugs Tayshia first. She was like, Tayshia, you know, didn't even hug Brendan. So I thought she crushed it. Like she didn't seem nervous, you know, she just was like living the dream, just playing, you know, carnival games and stuff. And I bet that really helped the tension of the date too. And, you know, you have a little kid there that's entertaining and stuff.
I turned to my mom and I was like, obviously send the kid in.
Yeah.
The kid. I'm so harsh. Like, I was like, send in the dancing lobsters, you know, like you break that. With a child, it's so much better than being like, hi, with the parents, when you're like, oh, now I, at least by the time you get the niece on your side, you literally walk into the next situation knowing you can look at her if anything gets uncomfortable.
Totally. That's such a good point.
And she's going to ease the whole situation.
Mm-hmm. Kids are great. They'll break down all the walls and you're not nervous anymore. You're like kind of watching them like play, you know? Yeah. So that was a really cute day date for sure. Mm-hmm. And then we go into meeting his fam. And I said this, I was like, you know, after this, the conversations with his family, we talked about it earlier. There was no skepticism there. They like loved Tayshia, you know, they were like all for it. They were like, he seems super into you. You seem super into him. Like, let's do it. Go for it. And I was like, man, That was one of the smoothest hometowns I think I've seen.
Yeah. And it was his brother, right?
Right. Yep. Sorry. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So it was his brother. And like, I did like that his brother made it very clear to Tayshia, hey, you know, Brendan's also been divorced. Mm-hmm. So he was like, hey, you know, I wouldn't have said a couple of years ago that this is a good idea, but now I'm saying that it's good. I liked that honesty because I also think it gave Tayshia a little bit of reassurance that she probably needed, especially knowing that Brendan has been married before and has had a divorce before, and they're on the same page, or they have something to relate with each other, and wanting to know where his head's at. That's obviously like a sigh of relief to hear.
100%. I bet it felt really good. I think that's actually a good way, but I think Tayshia, I think Brendan's family gave Tayshia some almost like reassurance, you know, which I think had to feel really good for Tayshia, because even sometimes we always put ourselves in the contestants, but putting yourself in the leads position, it's like, do these guys really like me, or they just want, you know, Instagram clout, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think the reassurance from Brendan's family really helped her.
Yeah. And Brendan's super clear about what he wants with all of the aspects of life. And he's just really laying it out there for Tayshia in a matter of fact way, but also able to completely turn around and give her like the lovey dovey side without talking about that. You know, that's the little like nuances in the relationship that's super fun and flirty, but then he can have the serious conversations without making it so deep that it hurts. Yeah. He's like, this is what I want. And now let's have some fun. It's really a dynamic, I think.
Mm, yeah. And you're right. They had a lot of like, I can't wait to be a dad. They had a lot of that in there. Tayshia saying, I can't wait. You know, Brendan really wants to be a dad and I can't wait to see him as dad. He's going to make a great dad. You know, those kinds of things. So you're right. It was a lot of talk about the future with Brendan, maybe compared to a lot of these other hometowns.
I think it's so important that they were both able to see each other as those roles in the future. Because if you're saying like, I want a family, I definitely want that, like, you're saying that for yourself. You're not saying like, oh, I see Brent. When she says, I see Brendan as a great dad, I can see him being a good dad. Like, that is a whole different vibe than I'm ready for a family. Cause now you're talking about you. You're not necessarily talking about you with him.
Yeah, exactly. She's more talking about us is what she was doing through that date. Yeah. You're right. Telltale sign. I think she's super in hand. They had a cute little, you know, makeout sesh afterwards and you know how much they care about each other. And Brendan right now and Tayshia, there's no questions there. I don't think, like, I don't think she's like, I don't know if he's into me. And I don't think he's like, I don't know if she's, you know, he's into me. So I just think, right, it's like, they know where they're at in their relationship. Right. And that bodes well for him, I think, moving forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Next up was Zach. And this was probably my favorite date of the night. So creative. I mean, they had a little taxi, you know, it was pretty cute watching him teach her how to hail a cab too. Like, that was pretty cute. Cause she was like all sauce broken, like, hey, yeah, exactly. Like, over here. And he was like, no, you're gonna taxi. You know, you gotta be all loud. And which is exactly how you have to be in New York.
I was literally like, not them, like the Flintstones in the taxi.
They went full Flintstone in the taxi. Yeah.
Full Flintstone in a taxi. And they weren't going fast. They were like, we're gonna get slow-mo with the Flintstone taxi.
He like took her on, you know, a little tour of the city. And
you know, they got some bagels. So like, I'm from New York. So
yeah, that's true.
So like that, what he said is very true. He's like, I don't know if I could trust someone who has fruit in their bagels. That is such a New York thing. Like,
and okay,
I'm with him.
Can you trust, both of you answer separately, would you guys trust a girl that put blueberries in her bagel? With her bagel. cream cheese in there.
That was what I was going to say. I was like, if it's bagel, if it's cream cheese and blueberries, that's a little weird. That's a little weird. I'm not going to lie. That's a lot of, I don't know, different flavors in your mouth.
I mean, it's to their own, but yeah, it's a little questionable. It's suspect.
Side eye someone on a date.
Yeah. It reminds me of Jason's hometown when he was like, if you order ranch, we're done with your wings. Right. He was like, we're done if you order ranch with your wings. Like, I feel like it was kind of like that.
Yeah, he's just keeping it real.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's blue cheese or nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. I really did like that day. I thought it was creative.
Yeah. And the way they had like the background of the city, like painted on whatever that was. Like, that was incredible. The fountain, like,
art department is,
yeah,
better be making that cash money.
They're earning their paycheck.
All that
season.
All the money they're not spending on traveling better go to them.
Yeah, no shit.
Straight up. They better get a raise.
Yeah. But I thought Zach crushed this day. He's smooth. He is like really smooth. He's a very confident man.
Yeah.
Like I think he just knows who he is, what he wants, like what he can offer, the mistakes he's made in the past, and how, you know, who the man he is now. Like, I just think that's, he's very confident. I think Tayshia gravitates towards that. Like, I think she is super attracted to Zach and how he carries himself.
Yes. All, I feel like women love a man that's sure of himself, sure of what he wants, and not, and someone who has experience or has been through something, because then, and come out of it on the other side and be able to be so sure now, that's very attractive quality. And moving in towards the night portion, that's when you really start to see that with him, I think. Although I do have to say,
ooh, here we go. Yes, uh-oh. Here we go.
This is where I do find it turned out wrong in my, like, I thought it was going to be different, but his parents were so, like, almost standoffish a little bit at first and skeptical. I thought Tayshia wasn't going to bode well with it, or that's how it seemed on TV. I was like, this for me could have done it for Zach, because his parents maybe being a little closed off, to me as a lead, could be like, oh, I personally want a warm and welcoming in-law. So if I meet with people that don't seem as warm and welcoming, I don't know how to take it, even though they shouldn't necessarily be warm and welcoming to me, because they know I'm a girl walking in with four other dudes.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
There's like two sides to every coin. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, that would definitely affect me as a lead, I think. Yeah.
And his brother would kind of fired off a little bit. I thought that was going to be like the most drama filled of the night, but then he's just like, eh, it just kind of smoothed out. And
yeah, because you're right. Like the preview was like, oh, he's going to like, be like, you have four other boyfriends, you know, whatever. Yeah. And it was,
you didn't answer my question, but then.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be super drama. But then I think they did it. I think what worked in Zach's favor is mom went last.
Mm-hmm. She's a cute, and she's so adorable. So and nice.
He said, his mom is a button. And I said, put Beatrice on a button.
She was adorable. His dad was adorable too. Like they're older and everything. Yeah. And they just seem so like, I don't know, like wow, warm. They just seem warm, you know? And it was cool.
I didn't think it seemed warm at first.
Really? Not at first. Yeah.
I didn't think it seemed warm at first when I think they seemed, I mean, to be honest, all the parents were hesitant, but I think at first I felt that I was feeling the most judgment over the entirety of the situation from them, but they warmed up, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They became very, she was able to break the walls down a little
bit. They became very welcoming, actually probably more by like seeing Zach so happy and smiling. And then when he said like he was open up to like the thought of kids and family, his own, like his mm-hmm. his mom was just like, yes, thank you.
Yeah, she was like, yes.
She said,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember, so it's funny you say that, because the way you worded that, because that's exactly what my family said. They were like, we were planning on going in there like guns ablaze, being like, are you in it for my son? Like, you know, you have other boys, blah, 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 you have other men with you. But then they saw how I was with Becca and how into her I was. And then my mom was like, whoa, hold on. Like my son actually has like real feelings for this woman, you know? So I think you're right. I think maybe they were a little cold at first, but they saw how happy Zach was, you know, how much he was smiling and stuff. And and I think maybe they were like, okay, like maybe this is real.
Son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They couldn't help it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want your
son. It was super cute seeing his dad at the end, just saying, I don't want to leave. I want to spend more time with you guys. Like,
that's adorable.
Because Blake, yeah, like tell us, how quick is that? Like, I wouldn't know, but how quick is it?
It's fast. Especially because you walk in, you get maybe 15 minutes where you're sitting around all kind of chit chatting, and then it's like boom into individual ITMs, you know, and then it's like Tayshia, my dad, Tayshia, my mom, or yeah, Becca, my dad, Becca, my mom, Becca, my sister, me and my sister. So it's like boom, 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 boom. You maybe get 10 to 15 minutes with each person, and then you get another goodbye at the end, and then that's it. So you don't like me at like, I didn't get to spend a lot of time with my family, which really, it was a bummer. You don't get to spend much time with your fam. So yeah, I mean, they warmed up to her pretty quick. What was that?
Do people congregate back in the living room, or is everyone off in their in interviews?
Exactly. So it was like Becca and my dad, and they take my dad to an ITM, and then Becca and my uncle, and they take my uncle to an ITM. You know, so yeah, exactly. Yeah, debrief. Exactly. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. They debrief. So there's not a lot of time. But they seemed to really warm up Tayshia pretty quick. I liked his family. I liked that hometown a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good. Yeah. So then right after Zach's hometown, she went to Ivan, who I feel like me and Eric talked about it last podcast. I feel like he might be a bit of a sleeper. I think he kind of came on late, but they've got a pretty good connection now at this point.
Yeah.
I agree. I think they have a lot of fun together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fun, but not deep. I don't think their connection, maybe it's deep or has been deep in other episodes. I think that this hometown was lighter for them.
Mm-hmm. See,
for their relationship personally.
I agree with you, but I don't think it's just this episode. Like, I think they're clearly super comfortable with each other. There is a connection, but I don't think it's like as strong as her and Zach or as strong as her and Brendan, but I think it's moving the fast. Like, he was super far behind and now he's like, their connection's catching up. So I think he's moving, he's getting faster, where I think Brendan and Zach have kind of been there for a long time, but Ivan's kind of skyrocketing to the top. And this home date showed it again, you know, another niece, you know. I tagged my sister in my story. I was like, Tori, come on. I want to be a cool uncle. Like, come on, get pregnant. I want to be a cool uncle. Like, it still looks so fun to hang out with your niece. You know, they're all hanging out with their nieces.
Uncle through all this.
Yes.
Screen pissed.
Super mad. I'm like, Tori, come on, figure it out. But yeah, so they cooked with Ivan's niece on camera, and I couldn't tell if it was live or it was pre-recorded or whatever that was, but it was still super, super cute. She seemed adorable and the food looked pretty good. I was kind of impressed.
You think it looked good? I couldn't tell what it was. I thought they were making fish and chips at first, and then I thought maybe it was a churro and then maybe a mozzarella stick.
Yeah, that's what I was like, it looks like a mozz stick.
And then my mom said like a mozz stick. So I was like, what do we have here? I need to have Ivan's mouth at the moment.
Yeah, I thought it looked pretty good. I mean, I would have eaten it, but it was all just
super. Are good foods. I just want to know which of the foods they were.
Did they ever say actually what it was?
Yeah, they did. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, it was in the beginning. It was his culture. Yeah, it was like his main dish of his culture. Yeah. So it was super cute.
I didn't listen. That's bad of me.
No, it was
not cool.
It was a cute date, and they cooked together, and she actually grabbed him at one point and was like, oh my god, like, I really love this, like, this is a lot of fun. Like you said, they have a lot of fun together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty
cool. They have that just natural, I love that they have that, because
playfulness,
you want someone you can laugh with for the rest of your life, not just have deep combos every day.
Yeah,
that would be
It would be super, you're right, it'd be exhausting. And Ivan seems super Ivan seems super comfortable with her too, and like, yeah, it just seems easy with those two, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, so day portion of the day went great, and then they go into the night portion, and Ivan's family was awesome. So I don't know why they decided to keep Ivan's brother kind of like off screen to surprise him, which was a cool moment. It was so cool to see how, like, I don't know, overwhelmed he was with emotions when his brother walked in. But I was like, why didn't they just like let him go at the beginning?
That's how much they're searching for drama this season.
Totally. Yeah, right? Like, let's not have his brother there at the beginning. Yeah. But it worked, because it was so cool to see Tayshia see him first and then just like move Ivan's head. Like, that was so cool. She was just like moved his head and he was like, oh, and he just kind of broke down. So that was pretty cool. And I really liked the conversation that Tayshia had with Ivan's dad, where he asked a good question. He was like, you know, your divorce. He was like, I am too. And he was like, what did you learn from your divorce? And I was like, ooh, okay. That was a good one.
I loved that question, Blake. I wrote that down immediately. He was spot on. I know that he had the same skepticism as all the parents do, but he came in there with this like, I felt like he was like the headmaster.
Yeah. Well, I think he's an intimidating guy. He seems super intimidating. Yes, I would
be intimidated. Like, yeah, learn, I need to have a little conviction. Young is the word. I'm sitting over here like, she's on the hot seat.
Yeah, it felt that way. And she crushed it. Yeah, she answered honestly.
And he walked away very impressed by her.
Yeah. Which I think that was pretty cool. He didn't go in there completely being like, I don't know, why were you divorced? Or, you know, why are you dating all these? But it was like he gave her a chance to explain herself and to learn how she's grown. And I thought that was pretty cool of her dad. He didn't go in there guns a-blazing. He wanted to listen and you know, and obviously walked away being like, damn, Tayshia's an impressive woman, you know? So that's cool.
Which is so nice. And he had gone through it too, which is how he could relate. Yeah. You know what I did love too? Gosh, Ivan's whole family, very good with their words.
Yes. Because
Ivan's brother said, loyalty. It's funny you say that. Loyalty is an action word. And I was like, somebody put him in the New York Times.
That's exactly what I have written in my notes is Loyalty Ivan's brother network. Really was like pushing loyalty tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was very interesting to me. I loved it.
And he seemed to be a guy that would be hard to impress, her mm-hmm. brother. And he still even walked away impressed with her.
Yeah. So I feel like cool he's a guy typically super unfazed by people. Mm-hmm. Maybe even like kind of skeptical of most. Mm-hmm.
Jaded maybe a little bit. Yeah. That's what it seemed.
Yeah. Like. And the way he pushed loyalty as an action word, I was like, that's a very strong way to get a point across.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That hit me. I was like, I might use that later. Thank you.
Yeah, and even Ivan's mom, she used the word like several times, how skeptical she was mm-hmm. of the whole situation. And then at the end of their one-on-one time, she said, "We'll open her or we'll welcome her with open arms." Yeah. So that meant a lot.
Yeah, all these families are great.
The trust that they have in Ivan is so great. Like they all were. So great, the individuals in Ivan's family. I was very impressed because his own person, his brother came with something completely different. The mom was coming with a totally different energy, but all of them were equally as accepting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they all came together as a family.
Especially because they trust Ivan and they care about Ivan so much. Yeah.
So much. Mm-hmm. It really says something about like how his parents like raised the two of them. Like they're great guys. So yeah, and I love that Tayshia knows how to leave the boys with a little something because she was like, Ivan.
Yep, she does. You're right. I actually didn't notice that because she kind of did that with a few of them. It ended up like happy and it ended. Yeah, she gave him a little tease at the end.
People were like, I don't want to leave you. Sorry, we have to go. She's always like, goodbye, boys.
Bye, boys.
Yes, you better.
See you soon. So the first three hometowns went great. I was like, all of them went super smooth. And then we get to Ben's hometown, which wasn't exactly not smooth. But this is definitely the most, you know, quote unquote dramatic hometown, of all four. But it started out great. Like I thought the day portion of the date, it went smooth and it went just like everybody else, but there was a lot of undertones in the date where in the ITMs, she was like, you know, I really need Ben to open up to me. And like, he's kind of a curiosity to me and all these things. And it was definitely leading up to the end of the date. But it seems like Ben has a hard time kind of expressing his emotions a little bit.
A very hard time. And yeah, I think his sister used guarded as the word, but then his sister also contradicted it with heart on his sleeve. She said, "Where's heart on his sleeve?" And he's very guarded.
That's so true. I guess I didn't catch that.
I don't know which one it is, sis.
That's a good point. Well, but I get kind of what you're saying too, because he's been so open about his eating disorder, you know, his mental health, you know, issues he's had in the past, but then he just can't open up and say, I love you. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's kind of interesting to see what he can open up with and not open up.
I wouldn't say opening up about something factual that happened is necessarily wearing your heart on your sleeve. That's telling someone logistically, here's what went down. I felt this way at the time. I know that that is very vulnerable and I condone him so much. And I think that it's beautiful to see that people are able to have these conversations, especially now. However, I don't think I agree with that being heart on your sleeve because I don't think he attached his emotions to it per se.
Oh, yeah. That's a good way to put it. He didn't really
part of your sleeve is like when you're like laying it out there emotionally and you're like, I'm naturally open. Like, I don't care if I break down, like, you know what? Like, here's how I feel. I feel butterflies when I'm around you. I feel this, like almost describing how it is. But also, who am I to say what the definition of part on your sleeve is? Maybe I have to look
at that. And Tayshia did say that, like, I'm skipping ahead a little bit, but when she sent him home, she sat there on the bench and she's like, I continuously have to feel like I'm pulling it out of him.
That's fun.
Well, and you know what just reminded me of, because as you guys were saying this, do you remember at the beginning when he was in the room with all four guys and Chris Harrison, he literally was like, I can't cry.
I don't know how to.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know how to cry. Like, it's just, I don't know how to feel that emotion.
That also might be from like his Army Ranger past. Like, that's pretty heavy, legit stuff that he has dealt with. Mm-hmm. Like, that's real shit. Like, and so he's probably seen some things and it's probably really hard for him to compartmentalize like certain things.
Absolutely. they literally don't want you to show emotion in the army. You know what I mean? Like they literally like beat it out of you almost. Like they don't want you to have any weaknesses. So I'm sure that plays a huge part into why he can't, you know, really show his emotion.
I wish I knew the intel. I almost wonder if he was like that before the army. Maybe he thought he was meant to be in the army.
Possibly.
For that reason. Or if he kind of came out of the army like that. It would be very interesting to know for me. Just because I'm very into everything that has to do with psychology. But it's just, that was interesting that I don't know how to cry. And I'm like, oh gosh. It's not about making yourself. You don't have to. It's like, dude, I don't know. It happens.
Feel it. Like, I feel like you just gotta feel it.
It's just natural.
I feel like he might fight it. Cause I felt like there were times in this episode where he was like holding his breath. I'm like, you know that feeling you're feeling in your tummy and in your chest now? Yeah.
That's sadness.
Towards your throat? That's crying.
That's so true. And I thought that the end of this hometown was super awkward because they just like sat there on the bench and you could tell that she wanted him to say it. Like she needed it. She needed it. And she wanted him to say it. And he almost did. He almost was like, I love you. But then he like reeled it in, you know? And then it was like this awkward where he's like, so like, do I just say bye now? And she was like, I guess, you know, she was like, I guess, you know, and you could tell she was a little frustrated at the end there.
Yeah.
He was like, so,
so
you want her to talk because
I feel like they're both kind of stubborn a little bit. They're like, but like you say it, no, you say it, no, you say it, you know?
Like, okay, as a woman who has actually, we all know, as a woman who has dealt with a relationship where you literally cannot pull something out of someone and they claim to feel one way and might actually feel that way, but you aren't, they're so guarded and closed off that she worded it so right. She said something like, it makes you wonder if something's wrong or if they're hiding something. That was me in my like last relationship. Literally in paradise, like Chris was always so guarded. And
I remember you telling me this on the beach.
Like I would tell people this. I was like, the reason I'm literally feeling like I'm going mad here is because I hear one thing, but I'm not feeling it. I'm feeling like this closed offness. I feel like there's something missing or hiding or wrong. And that was like in my gut, but I also like knew he cared. And I think that totally different humans and totally different situation, but like I felt a similar vibe to the point where it's like Ben is definitely not Chris, but to the point where Ben was just like, he's not letting her feel like he's not letting it out there. So it can make someone insecure about the situation.
We did a podcast with Kendall a while back, and she said something to the effect of, it just kind of popped in my head. She said something to the effect of, you're not crazy. Like certain relationships can pull the crazy out of you. And I think this is a good example where I think Ben could possibly make a girl crazy just because he would say one thing, you know, but then like you said, he wouldn't act a certain way and he wouldn't. Yeah. And it wouldn't, she'd be like, oh, is he into me? And then she would kind of act crazy. You know, I think that's an example of that.
Like he's into me. Oh, God. I mean, I can't believe how many times I said that. It's like,
right.
You didn't have to say that. And Tayshia really does well, like also holding it together. And also she doesn't need to hold it together for one person because there's literally three. She can literally be like, goodbye. There's three other people that are very clear. Like just showing me, just saying this. It's really like the little things. He doesn't need to confess his love for all the time. Some of them haven't even said, I love you.
Yeah. I mean, it's only one person that said it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just in the little ways you reassure people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of how you feel.
It's just those sweet little nothings. Like,
yeah.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
instead of the literal nothings.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Little.
So we go to the rose ceremony. And I don't think it's, had I not watched this episode, I think I would be surprised that she sent Ben home. But after watching the episode, I wasn't. And then again, she kind of, go ahead. Sorry.
Can I rewind it?
Yeah.
Antonia convincing Ben that he was in love.
Oh yeah, that was a big moment.
And also, you know, she was a reality, or like not reality, but she was on Top Chef,
which I would consider reality. Yeah, she was. Mm-hmm. She won Top Chef.
Yeah, she? I think she did. Yeah,
she's a big deal.
She was definitely like a finalist. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she's a huge deal. Yeah, yeah. So she had been on TV before. But I think it said a lot about their relationship when she was able to literally like pull it out. Like, yeah, she knew Ben so well. She was like, no, you do love her. You know, she was like, no, I'm not, this isn't a question. Like, you do. And he was like, oh my God, I do. You know, that was kind of a cool moment.
That says something to me about Ben though. And his, like, I think he's a great guy and I'm not trying to hate on Ben, but like his ability to, connect with that emotion and give it, like, feel it out and really think like, what is this feeling? Cause he was like, I don't know. I don't know why I'm so happy. And I am also this, it's like, I have butterflies. Oh, I might be in love. She's like, you're in love. But he was right when he said, when you say it, you can't unsay it. Mm. And I feel like I know that Ben has been closed off, but rightfully so. He probably, if he were the right person, he may have felt it. Mm-hmm. Like, he may really not have been the right person and his gut may have been correct the whole time. And maybe we're thinking he's closed off, but maybe he really just knew, like, or could see a different connection with other men to where it's like, if I tell her I love her, I cannot take that back. And she is not like, this is not for sure thing. And I don't even know if that's the feeling. So he's kind of right in his own way to not lay it out. Maybe
that's that's a good point. Like, that's why, mm-hmm, I like doing these pods, because I hadn't really thought of it like that. Like, if you look at it from a different angle, maybe he was right. Maybe in his gut, he was like, I don't know if I do. And maybe he didn't. Maybe
people would say, like, on your season, people would say, like, oh, we all saw that Blake had a connection. Well, we were seeing what they wanted us to see. So what are the boys seeing within each other? If he's seeing that she has a clear connection with maybe a Brendan, then he might be like, maybe a little like, oh, I'm not seeing all her eyes on me and like us together. And I'm not feeling that connection. He might just not have honestly been feeling like the need to say it at the moment, because it might not have been necessary.
Yeah. So good point. Great point. Yeah. So yeah, maybe all along Ben's right and we're wrong. You know, maybe he can't open up. It just wasn't the right person to open up to.
I want to teach Ben.
Yeah. But yeah, so basically they go to the rose ceremony and, she sends Ben home. But then again, there at the end, she's like, you know, can I walk you out like they usually do? And they sat there on the bench. And to me, looking at it, I was like, you know, they're saying all the right things and he's saying all the right things. She kind of said what she felt, I think she needed to say, you know, like I just wish she would have been a little more honest and been like, had you said you're in love, like had you opened up and said you were really felt for me, like you would still be here. But it seemed like she kind of was like, you're a great guy, you know, that kind of thing. And then he just looked visibly shook. Like he was just shocked, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like guys that, well, maybe they don't need to hear it, but I feel like I think she said it to his sister. She should have said to him, like, listen, you are guarded. But like, and I felt this connection with you, but someone that is guarded, we might not have, and this is not putting anything on Ben. Someone that is guarded makes her feel like she's like something's wrong. Like it makes her feel a certain way. So she can put it on herself while saying like, you might not be doing anything wrong, but the way that you are acting towards me makes me feel insecure about this relationship. And I can't live in an insecure relationship. Like it's not even about confessing. It's like, he's just guarded, mm-hmm, and you can't keep going on guarded. Like guarded is good. Like week one, week two.
Yeah.
Week three.
Exactly. It's okay to be guarded. Then you're in hometowns. You just met your family. You can't still be guarded. Yeah.
Yeah. And which one was the one that had only brought two women home? Because she said she was worried about that. But I thought that was a compliment.
Yeah, true. Right. She did kind of seem to be nervous all of a sudden. I was like,
oh, like that worries me that he's only brought two women home because family is important. I'm like, I feel like bringing only two women home could also mean family is so important that you were very picky.
You just bring randos. Yeah. You know, randos home, you know?
Yeah. You next.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah. So, and then Ben got in the limo and I felt like he said things in the limo that he should have said to Tayshia, you know? Yeah, that should always happen. And that limo ride, usually they'll drive around for an hour until they
around for a long time. I said, we've passed this building 11 times. Yeah.
they wait until you're fucking rethinking your whole life, you know, in that limo, you know. So that's very true. He probably kind of was in there for a while.
He never showed my limo exit. I was the coldest.
Really? That's why.
You know, oh my God, I was so hard to work with. I shouldn't have been so hard, but I was like, I'm not talking.
Like, they're like, keep driving, you know, keep driving.
The audio guy was asleep next to me. I said, this guy's snoring, we should really go.
That's great. That's a pretty funny story. But yeah, Ben just looked, he kind of was like staring into the camera, like, what just happened? He's like, I should have told her I loved her, you know, I care about, I don't know. Yeah, so it was hard. But again, he didn't cry. Like you said, he literally can't cry. And you could tell like he was hurt, very hurt. But he just couldn't cry, you know?
Okay. Maybe he just will cry later.
Yeah. Well, and I thought it was an interesting line when he said, you know, I'll be all right. I'm always all right. You know, it was like he didn't want her to feel bad, which I think is a respectable thing. You know, he was like, don't worry about it. Like, I'll be okay kind of thing, you know?
So, yeah. No pity party.
I like Ben. Yeah. It wasn't a pity party. It wasn't like, why the fuck did you, you know, why are you dubbing me? What have I done? Who am I? Yeah. So it was pretty cool on his part. But yeah, so... Yeah, so we got Fantasy Suites.
I hope Ben, like, because Ben may never be a person that, and I would hate to push vulnerability on someone. He may never be a person that is super, like, unguarded. I hope that he finds someone that is patient and understanding. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that Tayshia isn't, but someone that's patient, understanding, and so confident within what it is that they have, maybe intellectually or whatever it is, that he doesn't feel that pressure and that uncomfortable, because he did mention a couple of times how uncomfortable he felt.
Yeah,
because I think that although this is a good push for him, it could be just crossing the line a little bit for him. Like, maybe it's just not in his zone. He's like, wants to stay in this lane, not going this way.
And this is a good segue into the preview, because if you didn't notice, I was talking to Eric earlier, he didn't really notice, but did you see that Ben came back in the preview?
I didn't.
Yeah, Ben comes back next year.
I missed it.
Yeah. So it was only like literally you could tell for like 30 seconds he was dressed differently. It looked like they were in some kind of hotel room and he was like, I love you, Tayshia. So it looks like he comes back next week. We'll see. That could have been, I don't know, could have been from, like, I don't know, who knows when that could have been from. But it looks like he comes back next week. And it looks like it's very serious for all the guys. Obviously, it's Fantasy Suites, overnights, super intense. Looks like some of the guys get in their heads a little bit about she could be sleeping with somebody else, which is a super weird. It's a super weird week for Fantasy Suites. It's very awkward. But it looks like it's going to be an interesting episode, because it looks like Ben comes back and we'll see if she takes him back. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
That has me shook.
I know. But we have the, let's just say we don't know what happens with Ben. Let's just say we have the final three right now. Ivan, Brendan, Zach. Right now, Katie, who is your number one? No, actually, let's just do F2. Who is your F2 right now for Tayshia?
F2.
Who do you think your top two are?
Oh, gosh.
You got like a 66% chance here. So
Brendan is... It's number one for me, Brendan. Okay. And then, gosh. Ivan... She's taking Zach so seriously. I think it'll be Zach. Part of me wants it to be Ivan so bad, but I feel that it'll be Zach.
Okay. I think Zach and Ivan are going to be the top two. I think she sends Brendan home next week. Really? But I think I very much agree with Zach. I think Zach is there.
Together. Like, that's how I'm just seeing it. I'm like, her and Brendan are together, and then also dating these other guys.
It's up in the air, though. I feel like this is one of the first seasons I've watched since I was on it that I'm like, God, she could end up happy with any of these guys, you know?
Yeah, I honestly think that that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Zach's been my pick since early on.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm going to stick with that one.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be Brendan. Like, and think Brendan. We all have
three different
final twos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Whoa. You know what? And usually, like, the top four, this has been such a good top four. Because it is really neck and neck. Like, I say Brendan, but like at the same time, it literally could be anyone.
Agreed.
Let's be honest. Usually top four, you know there's a person in there, you're like,
nah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think right now it's Ivan is that sleeper. Like,
he's a sleeper.
Yeah. Agreed. It's gonna be interesting. She's gonna fall. I think she's already fallen for all of these guys, you know. She has no problem like having, she even said, I think in the preview, she was like, I'm in love with multiple people. I was like,
hey. Ivan's been like a thief in the night with these roses.
Oh, he's good. He's good. He's coming out of nowhere. He was like Jason on my season. Jason came out of nowhere. Yeah. We were all like, he'll be home. He won't make it to hometown. Greasy New York guy, finance guy. Look at him now. So we'll see. Big week next week. Monday, Tuesday, finale. I'm excited. I'm actually excited to really watch it. Yeah. Sorry to the finale. So, all right, Katie, we also have some questions for you from some of our favorite listeners out there. And you know what? I just like this first question here. Are you happy, Katie?
I am. Wow. Yeah? Thanks for caring. Yeah. I am happy. Of course I have my days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I cried the other day for sure. About
well, something. Quarantine will do that to you too.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. When, you know, I'm happy.
I think. Yeah, good. Good. I'm glad you're happy.
God, I feel like 1 year ago from now, I was so dark. I was in the
you were, place. You were struggling a little bit, which of course you are.
I ran out of an engagement. Oh my God, exactly. I was struggling, Blake.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to ask me, I am happy.
Because compared to this time last year.
Whew, I think this time last year, and I was a mess and a half. And mm-hmm. you know what? If anyone else feels like a mess and a half after a breakup or something traumatic, you will get through it. People are here for you. Lean on your friends and your family and just know that there will be a better day, and it takes time, even if it's a lot of it.
Amen. Exactly. Amen.
Much time, but I'm happy.
For all you listeners out there, yeah. Keep your head up because, yeah, it won't happen overnight, but it'll happen. Slowly but surely, you'll start to feel better. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember you a year ago. Yeah, you were hurting, which of course you were. You had a broken engagement. You were in love, you know, so.
I was on my couch.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah.
Been there. Holy, Blake, thank you. You were there for me.
I tried to be. Well, you were there for me a lot, you know? So you were always easy to talk to through all that for what I went through.
Really easing up like my anxiety about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Probably around my birthday in March. Like I was so like, ugh.
Yeah. Also,
winter does something to you. Daylight savings does something to you. It was a combo. Like it was dark out here. It was like just got out of an engagement. Sun's never up anymore. Like,
what is my life?
The holidays were here. It was just a constant reminder of like weirdness. I was like, this is not fun.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad you're happy, Katie. And another question here, because maybe this has something to do with your happiness, but it seems like you were in London for a hot minute there for a bit recently. What was that about?
So let me clear it up and say London, like I am happy, but I feel like I got so happy by myself. I have to make that clear so that, because no person's going to make me happy.
I like that.
But like with like life, but yes, I'm so happy with everything that's going on in London. Cause
good.
I'm a smitten kitten.
Oh, that's so cool. Just look at your cute little smile. That's so cool to see. And so cool to hear, Katie. I'm so happy for you because you've been through a lot. You've been through the ringer. So it's good to hear that somebody's making you smile like that. So
much. I can't believe it, Blake.
Good. Good.
New Bay alert.
Yeah, new Bay alert. We won't get into it or anything, so we don't want to keep that private. It's always nice. Literally, all of the questions are about that.
Like, what are the questions? I'll choose to answer.
Well, I mean, it's just spill the tea on the Englishman. Like, a couple of those.
Literally.
I mean, yeah, that was good. I didn't even get to play on words there.
You know what's the... Here's the I realize that first of all, I must have like manifested this, whatever, like even if, you know, who's to say this is the end all be all, but I had to have manifested myself dating an English man since I was a young girl, because all of my favorite romance movies I didn't know have an English man as the main character. And I had no idea, like Love Actually, Serendipity is, she's an English woman, but like Serendipity, like there's,
that's all like Hugh Grant, right?
Oh, The Holiday. Yeah. Yeah.
The Holiday. That's true.
Oh, is it just all Hugh Grant?
So you're just in love with Hugh Grant, Katie.
Me Before You, Sam Claflin. Okay. I love Sam Claflin, Me Before You, and Love Rosie. Okay. So there's more than just Hugh Grant, but save the day. But and then Spice Girls, of course. I've obviously just had to think about the English.
You had to think for British.
Yeah.
For the Brits. That's cool, though. That's cool. You manifested since you were a child, Katie.
And you know, I used to talk in what I thought was a British accent. And when I got over it,
turns out
I used to randomly do it like all the time. Yeah. And then when over there. I was like, don't do it, Katie.
I think you did it in Paradise a couple times. I think I remember being like, yeah.
I do it all the time. Like, I literally do it so much. And when I got over there, I was like, oh my God, I can't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Hello.
That's great.
I would sometimes do it. They were like, do your accent. And I would do it. And they were like, your accent's so posh. Like, I guess I was trying to talk like the queen.
So posh.
Hello, how are you today?
Like, there's something about that accent. I'll tell you what, it does something to me too. There's something about that accent.
Yeah.
Any accent, to be honest.
So hot. Until it came around.
Well, yeah. Well, good. I'm so happy for you. And the other questions here are, would you go back to Paradise? But honestly, I hope not. I hope that this is the end all be all for you. And even if you were, would you even consider going back to Paradise if you were single?
No.
No. Yeah. I don't blame you.
I wouldn't. Because it took so much work to get back to this point. I got
right, you just said a year almost.
Come on. Like, I just got granted, I would be a totally different person if I went back, but I think ultimately I'm just a control freak, and I really just don't like for people to try and control my entire environment. And that's essentially what the entire show is. And I wasn't a good participant in that. And I wouldn't go back.
Yeah.
Mostly. I mean, never say never, but never.
Yeah. Never say never, probably never. Yeah. Well, good.
We also have a couple of low key questions.
Yeah.
And this is one I'm curious about because you do have the most gorgeous eyes, like in the franchise history, if not just forever, like all time.
True. Wow.
What color are your eyes?
They are, I think, hazel.
Hazel. Yeah. No, I remember when you walked down those stairs in Paradise, everybody was like, who's that Katie girl? Damn. Like, I remember being like, oh shit. Yeah.
Yeah. My eyes, they're hazel. People ask that. I think so. What it is, sounds so lame, but I actually learned about it in a science class once because a kid pointed it out to me. But I have green eyes, but I have what is called a central heterochromia, which is a ring of gold around my pupil. And so I learned about it. It's hereditary. My grandma had two different color eyes, like one blue, one green. And that's called a complete heterochromia. I know this is super sciencey, but if you have like two different color eyes, you can pass that down, or you can pass down a sectoral, which is like a strip of your eye, different color, or a central, which is a ring of different color in your eye.
You got the best one by far. Like, that's by far a gold ring around your pupil. Shut the hell up. Like, that's fucking awesome. Some sci-fi shit.
That was all a super soft flex right there.
Like, I have the best eyes in the world, guys.
Well, because at one point I was like, what are they? And then I was scared. It's like, it's almost like that's probably the highest thought that someone could have, just staring, like, yeah. I'm confused.
No, you do. But that's
no,
cool.
They're just pretty much hazel. Know. That was a very fancy way of saying hazel.
Yeah.
I liked it. Yeah. Do you got another one over there, Eric, or is that it?
That's it.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming on, Katie. It was so damn good to see you. I loved your takes on everything. I love seeing it from a different angle.
Yeah. Different perspectives are great. Yeah.
So I definitely, I'm always, you know, thinking things. Wait, Blake, are you dating anyone?
Whoa, this is my podcast, okay, not yours.
Color eyes. Are you happy, Blake? Tell me.
I am happy, but I am single, but I am happy. So we'll put that out there.
Yeah. Are you on dating apps?
Recently, I did get on a dating app.
All of a sudden, it's.
I know. What are you? Are you leading my podcast? Trying to steal my podcast right now, Katie?
No, I'm just, you know.
Hijack it.
I'm hijacking it right quick. Happy though, Blake.
No, yeah. I am happy. Like you said, like it's taken some time. From you know, from Paradise, but I am happy where I'm at and who I am, and yeah, I'm just happy again. It's easy to be happy. Like you said, you kind of want to do it alone. You want to like heal on yourself by yourself. You don't want to lean on anybody. And I've done that, so it's refreshing. I feel good again. So
good. Yeah. Have you done any social distance dates?
Pull out all the clickbait.
No, I have. I've gone on some dates here and there. You know, I was kind of seeing somebody for a bit, but it didn't work out, unfortunately. Yeah, it's been a all in all 2020, you know, as hard as it's been, healthy, happy. So I can't complain. I was still able to make an income, you know, so can't complain.
Yes, can't complain. We are absolutely blessed.
Yeah. So yay. Awesome. Well, thanks again, Katie. It was so good to see you. So good to talk to you. We'll have to catch up again soon.
Yeah, we will. you can get more behind the scenes
tea. Yeah, I was gonna say I wanna hear all the
behind the scenes tea.
All righty, well, thanks again, Katie.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to follow our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, like, and give us all 5 of those damn stars. Behind the Rose is recorded on site at the world famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. See you next time, Behind the Rose.